to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers. And do you feel invisible? Do you feel irritable? Like you're in a slump? Me too sometimes. This is what midlife feels like. So let's be real. I mean, sometimes it feels like you're doing everything and you still fade into the background. Am I the only person that's hit? You feel invisible in your family? You feel irritable in your body, like you don't belong in it, like you shouldn't be there. I remember when my mom was going through menopause, I thought she was going to like climb up the wall and start hissing at me. She just seemed like a totally different human being. And then when I started to feel that way, like I think it would be really lovely to climb up the wall and hiss at people. You know what I mean? Like I just could see that where maybe that was normal for her because it's happened to me. Do you feel unmotivated to do anything for yourself? Maybe the kids don't need you like they used to. That's a hard pill. It's a weird thing to go from being very needed to not being needed, but when they need you, they need you, right? So it's just a really different thing. My son sent me a reel, my youngest one that just graduated, sent me a reel, and it had this guy like walk into the house, and the caption said, "When your mom leaves the house, like she's grown or something." And so it was just so funny because it is, they just expect you to, you know, just to really be there anytime that you need them. And you do, you answer the phone. If they call you 3 o'clock in the morning, you answer the phone. That's like your biggest calling in life. But when everybody leaves, it feels sort of like you're not needed like they used to need you. Maybe your partner doesn't see you in the same way, or you've lost a little bit of spark. It's kind of buried under laundry, weight gain, brain fog, and the question that everybody asks, what's for dinner? No one talks about it. So let's talk about it today. I really do want to jump into this today. One of the reasons that midlife hits so hard is it's not about age. It's about emotional weight, emotional baggage. And here's why it hits so deeply for women over 40. There's a couple of things. Obviously, hormones. Hormones create mood swings. Hormones create raised anxiety. Hormones create fatigue. So hormonal shifts can really fiddle with you, right? And we know that, but one of the big things that I notice is self-made caretakers. We're taking care of everybody but ourselves. One of the things that I talked about recently was Facebook Live was talking about putting the mask on before you help someone else. I see women just self-martyr all the time, and they are literally putting the mask on everybody else, and eventually you'll die if you don't put the mask on yourself. And so like, at what point in time are you going to take the time to put the mask on yourself so that you can care for everybody around you properly? Does that make sense? So we're often the caretaker for everybody but us. And society treats women in aging like they're fading out. And I'm not a fan of that. I want to be more seen now because I have earned a whole lot of amazing stripes. When the fifth baby graduates, I kind of want to tell the whole world, and you should too. You have these momentous things that you have accomplished in your life as a woman over 40. But at the same time, we are grieving. We're grieving versions of ourselves that we've outgrown. Sometimes I look and think, you know, I mean, I remember feeling like in love and fluttery and all these different things. I remember that, but it's kind of gone, that person that I was when all that used to happen. Does that make sense? Everything's so focused at this age for me. It's so different now than it used to be. I remember what it was like to be excited about some things, and now it's just part of life. I don't really get excited about it anymore. And so you kind of feel grief about that. You know, you feel grief about all of the things that you've outgrown. You might be in a beautiful life that feels a little bit empty. And that's okay to admit. It really is. It sounds like I'm taking you down right now, but I'm not. We have a really big silver lining to this today, because what's underneath all these things is a beautiful journey. But let's talk about irritability. What is underneath irritability? When you feel snappy? When you feel tired? One of my ladies talking about snappy, I teach yoga still. That is, I still do classes. I love teaching yoga. And I am not a serious yogi. When serious yogis come and take my class, they are so irritated with me because I make jokes. Everybody laughs in my class. We talk a lot. It is not your typical yoga class. It's very community oriented and social. Okay. But I did snap at this woman one time, and as we were leaving class, she was like, "Are you grumpy?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I was grumpy. I didn't even realize it." So that snappy, that tired, that numb, it's not because you are broken. It's usually a root cause. You're either touched out, talked out, or time starved. And so when you have the touched out, talked out, or time starved, you are just feeling stripped. You're feeling stripped of, like, I just can't do another thing. That's how it feels. Like if I have to touch or talk to one more person. And I know that that is something that I'm trying to be very cognizant of and aware of. And maybe this is just a little bit too raw, but you know, sometimes when my husband touches me, I'm assuming it's going to lead to the next thing. And so I naturally pull back. I'm a very affectionate person, but I don't always have the energy to go toward, you know, sex or anything like that. And so I'm wanting to keep it. I would just like the affection in that moment. So I'm just touched out sometimes. And that's what I mean by that. The talked out, there's many times he and I go for a walk and I don't say a word. And he has just jabbered. Because I've shared time with you all. I've done my part with clients. I've done the things, and I just need to just be for just a moment. Just listen to the birds, feel the breeze. And then time starved, how much are you putting on your plate, right? You haven't had the space to hear yourself think in months. You just haven't given yourself that space. You are carrying resentment for putting yourself last. You're feeling that resentment, right? And often it's not that you don't want to do better. It's that you don't remember what better even feels like. And so how do you reignite the fire? How do we do that? How can we do that together? Because let's just shift into what you can do, okay? Let's talk about that. The first thing that you can do is create a win list that has nothing to do with right, period, end of story. What did you do this week that felt like you? Can you put anything down? Were you reading a book? Did you lift weights? Did you take a nap without guilt? Name it and celebrate it. Don't not acknowledge it. Write it down. What did I do that felt like me? And then do one brave thing and try to do it daily. Try to do one brave, like, what is your one brave thing that you want to do today? Something that wakes you up. Something that really gets you going. Go for a walk. Apply for something. Like, maybe you thought, I'll just, like, on a whim, like a prize. Do something. You know what I mean? Try a bold outfit. I got the cutest outfit for the Go Red Luncheon that had an asymmetric shoulder. And I never wear stuff like that. And I loved it. I felt so sexy in that outfit. Or try this. Say no when you normally say yes. You know, make yourself have the courage to say no to something. That's huge. Those things are huge. One brave thing every single day. Make yourself do that and then acknowledge it. Write it down as a win list that is something that felt like you. And that's a huge thing. Go back to something that lit you up before life gets loud. And that is kind of the season that I'm in. And so I wanted to really bring that forward. Painting. That was huge for me. Love to paint rocks. My dad was an artist, and so I do love painting and I love art. Dancing is something that I love. I teach dance. You would think I dance all the time. I'm not dancing for myself. I'm always dancing for other people, and that does get draining. That gets very draining. What about your prayer time or your walk with God? I mean, what are you doing? Is there anything that you could bring forward that used to bring you a lot of joy? Journaling, something, right? Something that used to bring you a lot of joy. I've gotten to where I sing in the shower again. That for me was a lot of time that was with time with the Lord. And is the time that I feel the closest with him is singing in the shower, which sounds like such a simple thing, but I feel like me. Because even when I was 22 years old, that was something that I did. And at 49, when I do it, guess how old I feel? I feel 22 again. And so it feels like me. Lifting heavy things. When is the last time you really pushed yourself in a workout? Or tried to pick something up that you used to and you don't anymore because you're afraid to? One of the things that I do to challenge myself is to unscrew the lids of jars. I used to just give it to somebody and be like, open this. I don't. I sit there and fight with that thing until I get it. Because that used to be something I could do, right? What about laughing? Laughing with your best friend, laughing with your husband, laughing with your children, laughing. When you laugh, you feel like You. Laughing is so pure. It's so pure. It's one of my favorite things. Even if you do something badly, do it anyways. Who cares? If you feel like yourself, that's the goal, right? That's the ultimate goal. I want you to really allow yourself in this season to want more. To want more. Because life is not over. You don't have to settle for shrinking into the background. There's no need for that. You want more love, more energy, more joy, and absolutely more confidence in your body as well, which is a big part of the role that I play in people's lives. If you felt invisible, if you felt irritable or just off, I see you. I am you 100%. And I promise there's still fire in you. I promise there is. If you're ready to ignite that spark and get your energy back, I want you to message me the word ready. You can find me at Donya Powers EC on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me at Donya Powers on Facebook, or you can find me on my website, www.empowerdcoaching.com. There's also a link to book a strategy call in the notes, in the show notes of this episode. And let's rebuild you. I'm rebuilding me. So let's rebuild your energy and your identity together. I would love to be part of your story. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.